In this episode, Philip Zahdah explores the exciting world of digital transformation and its potential for growth and innovation. Explore the art of choosing the right technology for your organization, bypassing the buzzwords and making informed decisions that drive growth and innovation. I'm your host, Anthony Pearl, and this is Level Up Transformation. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode in this podcast called Level Up Transformation. And of course, the main person on this show is, of course, Philip Zahdah, who I want to introduce you to because he's going to give you some insights that I think are really going to transform the way you think about technology and the impact it can have on business and government, whether you're in a medium-sized business or a larger size one. He's worked with it all, and he's going to give some valuable insights. I'm going to learn a little bit more about Philip, but first of all, welcome to the program, to your program, I should say.
Thanks for having me.
So, Philip, do you want to give us a little bit of a insight into your background as well? Because I know your business has been around for quite some time, but how did you get into software and technology in the first place?
Oh, that's a pretty interesting out of the garage story. So I started out in sales. I was sitting in a sales position at a company in Sydney that, you know, we were using PDF forms to capture data. And I was like, oh, well, why don't we move it to the web? But they didn't have any in-house development. So I just thought, you know, I did a bit of software in high school. I moved over into that and then just found my passion. And then 2 years later, became the lead software developer at that business and then started my own company after that.
And it's not an easy thing being in business, and particularly when you're getting into that software and technology space. So how do you build that up and start to compete? Because that's in itself a huge challenge.
Oh, it's crazy. It's especially interesting to see the caliber of people that you deal with on a day-to-day, whether it be competition or allies. You know, everyone has their story, but, you know, it's a really big industry and it's forever exciting. Starting it is not easy. Keeping going is even harder because there's obviously, you know, different trends, different changes in markets. Everything changes, but you just got to be able to go with the flow in a sense.
Yeah, and I suppose when you're in the space that you're in as well, you've got this challenge of trying to keep on top of the technology and software yourself, don't you? I mean, that is such a big space on its own.
Oh, it's huge. I think I'm in a constant state of FOMO. Every time there's a new article that comes out about a new piece of technology or some analysis piece or some news piece, it's like, oh, should we learn it? Is it worth it? And it's just finding that right balance of what you can take on without losing yourself in just the mess of it all.
Yeah, because that is the thing, isn't it? It's staying one step ahead, but having that enough knowledge to be able to understand what's going to be relevant and what's not, because, gee, the amount of development that's happening in the technology space is, I mean, no one could possibly keep up with all of it.
Oh, it's crazy. Like, say, 18 months ago, we were all talking about Web3 and, you know, blockchain, and now that's completely died off and everyone's in AI. It just completely changes and changes so quickly with market trends. But it's interesting, when you've been in the game as long as I have, you kind of see the commonalities between the tech, because it's very similar to an old analogy, you know, like in relation to a car. The concept of a car has been around for years, for decades. The fundamental principles of a car are the same. It's just the different features, the way they've built the car. And that's what's changed. The technologies, especially software, it applies the very same principles to it.
Yeah, it is that, like, much like a car, isn't it? It's knowing what are the right things to pick and choose from that are going to become the staples versus what are the things that don't matter as much. And I mean, some of us can remember when seatbelts weren't compulsory. You can certainly remember when, you know, ABS wasn't in place and airbags weren't a thing. And now it's just a case of they're compulsory and how many. You wouldn't have wanted to have bought one of those cars that decided, no, I didn't really need that, because we've never had it before, and then suddenly find yourself on an asset that is just so far behind that it doesn't become saleable in the future.
Yeah, that's right. And it's also about picking the right tool for the job, really. You wouldn't buy a two-seater Ferrari if you got a family of six kind of thing, because then it comes down to what can you use and what are you going to be using in a foreseeable future, and applies very much so in the technology space as well.
Yeah, which is an interesting case, isn't it? Because there can often be this overriding idea that because it costs more, it must be better, and therefore you should just aim for the top one. But that's not always the case, is it? Because a lot of software is not, it is about choosing what is right for you. And just because this one you could pay a fortune for, it has all the bells and whistles, doesn't mean that's what you need and what you should be aiming for.
Yeah, exactly right. One of the key underlying principles that I go into any project is build the software around the way the organization needs it, not what the software needs the organization to do, if that makes sense. So it's along the lines of, can this technology stack that I'm bringing in solve the problem that I have now and what I need to solve, rather than, okay, it solves a little bit of it, but then it gives us all these extra features which we're not necessarily going to use, but we're paying top dollar for. And, is there alternatives? Like, obviously, everyone knows about open source, and can you substitute something with open source? But obviously, open source takes more of a commitment to actually keep it going. And that's where you have to strike that balance.
Yeah, I think it brings an interesting point as well, is that, often we can be led by brands who, for one reason or another, have taken up the biggest amount of airspace. And ChatGPT is a good example, right? It's not the only AI source that exists, yet it is the brand name that everybody knows the best. Does that mean that that's the one that you should be using or not? And I think that requires some consideration, doesn't it?
100%. Like, don't get me wrong, there are some really good proprietary technologies out there that are fantastic for certain scenarios, but in some cases, they might not fit the mold. So you need to be able to blend and mix and pivot comfortably. Having the best brand name, yes, you could get the assurance of, oh, it's, I've gone and bought a BMW or a Mercedes. If we go back to the car analogy, it's going to be a pretty sturdy car, but then so is a Toyota. You know what I'm saying? And it comes down to what's really going to work for you within your constraints. And everybody's different. Some people will have the budget to have a full-time support development team. Some people won't. Some don't want to. They want to move away from that. It's all contextual.
And just a reminder that this podcast is made possible by Zedware, software development and consulting solutions to help increase efficiency in your business. For information on how to get in contact with Philip and the Zedware team, go to zedware.au. Of course, look in the show notes for more information and don't forget to subscribe. Now back to the podcast. Yeah, and it is about being led by the right things, as you say, the context of what is right for your business and your audience, as opposed to, I'm going to mention a buzzword in talking about buzzwords, but the cookie cutter approach. And by buzzwords themselves, it's suddenly because AI itself became this buzzword, didn't it? In probably, late 2022 into 2023. And it's continued to gather momentum. But is that the right thing for your business? Do you need it or not? Which one do you need? Are you just thinking about this because it's a buzzword? And are you just fitting it in because you think you should?
Yeah, I think what's happening with the AI revolution now, incidentally, it's a flavor of artificial intelligence. It's not really the golden target of AI, but it's become more of a marketing term than anything. What most organizations are selling as, hey, you need this AI, and they're fearing that they're not going to have AI, is just normal logic in an application that we used to just call business logic back in the day. And that's where it's come down to, where it's like, oh, if we don't have AI, we've fallen behind. Okay, why? Nobody have asked the question, why would we fall behind? What are we missing out on? Is it going to save us a couple of heads in resources? But then we've got to bring somebody on who knows the AI tech to be able to maintain it. So you really have to find out, where is it going to fit and what benefit it's going to give you. And going back in further to the buzz term, you have to be just very cautious, because a lot of this buzz is led by these marketing companies that will profit from people taking up these techs. And that's what you need to be cautious about, because yes, it could save you that 2 or 3% of effort, or maybe even more, but it could not, could actually be detrimental, where you end up rolling back and you've wasted all this money and all this, and you've lost resources and confidence. And that's going to be harder to come back from.
Yes, and that's an important point, isn't it? It is about understanding when you go down a path of technology, whatever that is, that you have to understand that it's going to be a learning curve involved in doing it. There's going to be an investment of time and energy and potentially some additional resources involved in it. And it's whether ultimately it's going to get you further in front or not, if you'd have kept going on this similar path or chosen a different piece of technology.
Yeah, and not being afraid to pivot, I think, is the key thing. And being in a position that you can pivot, especially when you're dealing with technology. Like, if you're going to go down a pathway where it's like, okay, we're going to be locked in for the next 2 years building out this stack. We bought a piece of software, but then we've got to customize it. You know, there's a risk right there. You can't, what if in 12 months' time, hey, AI 2.0 has come out and that solves your problem. What do you do then? Have you just wasted 12 months of investment? Have you not? How hard is it for you to make changes? And that should be one of the underlying, effectively, guide rails when you're working on those type of decisions.
Yeah, it's a challenging one, isn't it? Because there's, again, you know, we've talked about AI, but there's so much out there in terms of software overall, and there are so many buzzword terms and things that have gathered momentum. Is it right for you or not? The fact that there are alternatives that continue to exist probably suggests that there are other options that are worth considering. I mean, you know, if you talk to an accountant, there are a bunch of different platforms that people can use. Xero is probably the big name one in Australia, and MYOB as well there as well, but there are a bunch of others, and it's a matter of working out what's right for you and the clients that you're servicing.
Yeah, exactly right. And what's going to basically give you that, you know, ROI? What's the return on an investment? What's the benefit? If you need something to get you by while you're, you know, developing a longer term strategy, what does that look like? And yeah, that plays a key part.
Just a couple of things that I wanted to ask you, because this whole podcast and the reason for putting it together is really about this whole concept of digital transformation. But it's not digital transformation. What does it mean to you? Because it's easy for, I think a lot of people interpret it as, oh, we're getting rid of people and we're just putting it in digital systems. But it's not that, is it?
No. And that's the fundamental mistake there. Digital transformation, again, it's all contextual, right? But when I look at digital transformation, I look at it from a holistic perspective, everything from the customer you're serving and the product you're offering, all the way to how your teams work together in-house. How can it apply to things like optimizing operations, better understanding your customer, innovation and growth, increasing confidence, not just between your customer and yourself, but confidence in your team and your own systems? You know, a lot of organizations don't really think about that, because in most people's minds, in terms of the executives, and I'm not saying all, but there are some who are like, oh yeah, I'm here for a tenure, I'll do my bit, I'll look like a rock star, and then I'll leave. But then they'll leave the place in a mess. And I can feel people nodding right now when they're listening to the podcast, because that's one of the fundamental things that digital transformation should be solving. How do you enable your workforce to not just grow themselves from a personal perspective, like, you know, getting better with more technology, more understanding, but also, you know, help the work-life balance, things like that. And also security and insurance is another big one. How do we secure our digital assets, our transactional processes? How do we do it in a way where, you know, up until recently, we've heard about all these attacks coming through. How do we make sure that doesn't happen? Or we've done as much as we can to prevent and mitigate those risks.
I love that. And I mean, they're some of the big challenges that clearly a lot of businesses and governments are going to be facing in the coming period of time. Just quickly, I'm interested in a bit of forecasting from your point of view. What do you see as being the big changes that are coming in the next couple of years as far as digital transformation is concerned?
I think, especially if we're talking about in the Australian context, it's trying to substitute the workforce, purely because there's a lot more demand for work and there's a lot harder finding the staff to do it. So it's going to be around, how do we either optimize the people that we have, as in we can take on more workload with the people that we have, or how do we shift people around so they're not doing the menial tasks that we can automate in some way, shape or form, and get them to do things that return investment. So instead of them costing us money, they're making us money, that kind of thing, whether it be money or time or what have you, basically provide benefit to the business.
I love that. And I think in future episodes, I know we're going to talk to that human transformation that really happens alongside of that digital transformation. It's an important point, isn't it, that this is about moving humans with the technology.
Yeah, correct. Because it used to be everyone's had the past experience. Oh, you know, we see watch movies. Oh, these jobs were replaced by robots and things like this. And it's in people's mind. But it's more so, it's how do we streamline those tasks and actually provide better benefit and actually open the door to more opportunities? Because organizations, whether it be business or government, all have that same in mind. How do we reduce our costs and increase our output? And that's fundamental. And the only way to do that is to bring digital transformation to the forefront on any type of strategy.
Thanks for listening to the Level Up Transformation podcast. Contact details for Zedware and Philip Zada are included in the show notes. This show has been produced by Podcast Done For You. I'm your host, Anthony Pearl. Don't forget to subscribe and listen in to the next episode.